Introducing Mad Max
in the Honest Radio.
In the Honest Radio. In the Honest Radio. In the Honest Radio. In the Honest Radio. In the Honest Radio. In the Honest Radio. In the Honest Radio.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Indie Limelight Radio Show. I'm your host, James St. James. Folks, we've got a very special show for you today with our special guest, Mad Max. As a matter of fact, it's something I don't believe we've done on the Indie Limelight Radio Show before. Mad Max from Millennium Music Mission is going to be here the entire show. Now, Max is also the host of a very popular hip-hop radio show called the Profo for Flow Show. We're going to get this edition of the Indie Limelight Radio Show kicked off with Akron, Ohio's first rap artist, Mr. Mad Max, and his song entitled Game Time. Then, the one and only Mad Max will join us here on the Indie Limelight. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this version of the Indie Limelight Radio Show.
Get up.
Golden Flashes. Leading the pack. Yep. Breaking their backs with the most methodic attack. All tickets sold for the blue and gold.
You know.
Game faces on. Never fold. Never get old. Hailing from the Mac. We'll be back. We what they sent. It can't be represented.
Battle.
Get mine, you're all mine. Get live, you're all mine. Territory of the royal court, coming forth with full force. My team's support, can't fake me the source. Horse power, authentic power, devour. Can't go in flashes, can't go in flashes. We at you, we bump with master. Can't go in flashes, we at you, we bump with master. Representing can't we what they said. Representing can't.
Soldiers must have been drinking milk, moving, silk, kidnapped men.
Website user-friendly? Does it meet standard search engine guidelines? When designing your website, it's extremely important to know these things. Whether you need to develop a website from scratch or redesign an existing one, IAR Hosting and Design's staff of professionals are at your service, providing affordable solutions for domain registration, website design, and website makeovers. That's www.iarhosting.com.
So hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he is again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
What, does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What, are you stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical, doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
Millennium Music Mission Records presents Mad Max. The first number one rap artist slash super producer slash lyricist slash slick with these beats like oil on these streets. Ohio's only forever rapping DJ with a platinum touch. Check out the latest and the hottest MC around. The Music Solution, brought to you by the creators of the LeBron James song, M3 Records, No Compromise, Volume 1 and 2, Mad Max Mixtapes, Pro Globe Show Show Radio Show, www.maxheat.com. Home of the first number one rap artist, MAXHEAT.com.
Oh, them boys and did it now. Copyright 2004.
Mad Max Mixtapes. Oh, them boys and did it now.
This is James St. James, and today I am speaking with Mad Max, of the Pro Flow Radio Show, and also a super talented hip hop artist in his own right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Max, who writes and produces the music you perform?
Well, that would be a combination of myself and my co-partner, who goes by the name of New Jam. We pretty much, it depends on what the project's about. He usually brings me something and then we can go from there. Maybe he'll have some lyrics or just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, I might just do something on my own as well. But, for the most part, I do all the beats myself. He's not, into that aspect because it takes, some time and he doesn't have the time. He works full time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, just me and him mainly.
Now, recently, you got an award from Poetry Society. Tell me about that.
Well, I happened to submit a poem a couple months ago just out of curiosity to, I guess, where my ability was and how other people saw it. because I thought my app was pretty good myself, but I wanted to see what other people thought. So I ended up getting some recognition for it, and it ended me up in a group of 200 who were selected, who submitted poetry to poetry.com, and they just select people due to their perspective on how their poetry affects others, the different perspective it gives them on life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically just the International Library of Poetry just nominated me as one of the best poets of 2004, which is something that sounds pretty good on a resume, you know?
Yeah, it does. Now, you claim you are the, I was reading the article, the hip-hop artist.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I kind of consider myself to be like one of the most unique artists that the industry has yet to witness, I guess, the major industry, mainly just because of my unique style. Like I said, we try to employ a lot of different strategies in how we create music, and one is to keep it totally clean so that all audiences can enjoy it, from children to grandparents.
Right, and so you don't have some angry mother send you a nasty email or block your site from her child from listening.
Exactly. We're really trying to capitalize on that market, because in hip hop, it's I think it's heavily focused on sex and the good life, as they call it. But we're looking for the more common interest.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, with all the competition there is in the hip-hop genre,
mm-hmm.
that is what separates you from the rest?
Yeah, for the most part. It's a couple things. Hip-hop doesn't use much when it comes to creating their beats. You know, you may hear three or four different distinct instruments, maybe bass, kick, percussion. Bass, percussion, and some strings maybe, or, you know, just a few other sounds. But when we create, we pretty much have about maybe 50 sounds and individual songs, just all structured to sound like the soundtrack, basically. Another thing that sets us apart is our lyrical content, which is, you know, like I said, all clean and sophisticated level. We can bring it down to different audience, to be able to be understood by different audiences, but we pride ourselves on bringing a different type of intellectually stimulating presentation. And other than that, there's probably a few other things, but that's pretty much about it for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently, you came out with a song.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Up the Dosage.
Yes.
And it takes a pop shot at someone.
Yes.
And to be honest, before, I'm not going to mention the artist, but I've listened to his latest song, and it basically sounds like he took like three or four of his past songs,
right,
and just molded it all into one thing.
Exactly.
And came out with a new song, and to me, it's not appealing, but your song, Up the Dosage, happens to be one of my personal favorites.
Well, I appreciate that.
Tell me about that song.
Well, I remember writing that. I'm taking college classes in my last semester at the University of Akron. But I was sitting in the library about a year ago, and I just remember thinking about that particular beat, because he came out with that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I wanted to respond to that particular idea. I think a lot of times our music takes shots at different industry artists because of their potential to influence, and how we just don't respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, basically I was writing the song, thinking about how to come off a certain way to step up and fill the shoes that the artists aren't filling.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the music that the artist came out with, it's got three different songs all in one, and that's what he's making millions of dollars off of, because the public is paying him. I don't think the public should satisfy for that, and the song is only just trying to show them what it could be, what music can be.
Mm-hmm.
And basically show them that they're being cheated.
Yeah, I just love that. You can be like me, and then
right.
All of a sudden it comes in and goes, I don't think so.
Everybody loves that. It's just so much. It's fun to do that kind of stuff. And I think when I was putting it together, I didn't even really pay attention to the idea that it can be interpreted a few different ways, you know. But I'm looking to just stimulate somebody's mind with the music that we make. And regardless of if it hurts a few feelings, it doesn't matter. This is freedom of speech. And, you know, this is also music. That's what he's doing. He's sitting around talking about everybody. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's no harm done in that. Otherwise, you can call it a hypocrite, I guess.
You can try this at home. You can be just like me.
Because music is so universal, you can't help but be influenced by what you hear. And I think that for the most part, what I try to do is, depending on who's popular in the industry, I may listen to a few songs that I'm inspired to elaborate on. You know, they may have done something that I thought was impressive, but I take it to another level, take it to an extreme. So I think everybody's style is up within the mind, basically.
Now, speaking of the industry, how do you view the current state of hip-hop as well as the entire music industry?
Well, I think hip-hop is impressive due to how much money it's made and the influence that it has on the market right now, TV, radio, and all that good stuff, and clothing as well. But I think that with such power that it has, it really doesn't live up to its potential. You know, they're doing the voting thing right now, which is good all in all, because, you know, you have to be active in society. But, you know, there's so many other things that can be done. Voting is just one aspect. When they're done with this, it'll be over with. And, I mean, I hear another activist cause in a long time. So I think hip-hop is slacking when it comes to improving the community. They're teaching nothing but negative things, sex, drugs, and how to have fun. So, you know. But overall, I think it has potential. There's a lot of artists out there doing the right thing. Like a few artists that you guys sent me, like Tyrone Houston and Terry Clientele, they are pretty good acts that aren't getting the recognition, but take full time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of other artists, you often work with other artists and remix some songs with them, and one would be Angry Chick. And the song you did is Pretty Young Thing. Tell me about that.
Well, Angry Chick, I met her through the radio show, the Pro Flow Show on IndieArtistRadio.com.
and NewArtistRadio.net and
exactly.
M4Radio.com, I believe.
Yes, yes. And basically, she sent me her music, and we developed a relationship. She's from the Bronx, New York. You can check her out at AngryChick.com, or you can go to my website and check her out. Anyhow, she... I sort of sing some vocals because there was a few songs on her CD that I thought were, I like the way they spoke and I like the beats that she had, that I wanted to try to recreate it and see if I could make a major hit out of it to a certain extent, you know. But anyhow, she sent me about three or four vocal tracks, a cappella versions, and I just started to sit down and, you know, put them into the computer, develop a beat around the lyrics and restructure the lyrics, and we came up with, so far, two tracks. One is what you said, Pretty Young Thing, off the first mixed CD, and the second one, Uninhibited Remix, which is called Let Your Hair Down, which we found around the internet somewhere, I'm sure, is just some other pop songs that we're trying to show the public that we can do it all, basically, that there's no limitation to what we've got.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any major or indie musicians? I know there are a lot of indie musicians you're impressed with, but are there any major ones that you are impressed by and want to work with?
Yes, major artists would be a dream come true, although I probably think that a lot of people would think that you leave the indie scene behind once you make it to the majors, but I don't believe that way. But for the most part, there's a few artists in the major industry that I'm interested in working with. But it depends on if they're interested in working with me because of our controversial style, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to work with somebody like LL Cool J, of course, because of how long he's been in it. And he keeps it positive and he keeps it real. And he's definitely got the ladies involved. So other than that, anybody in the pop industry, anybody in the rock industry, anybody in hip-hop who's got the ability to step it up, like, you know, P. Diddy, I'm sure he can handle it. I'm sure a lot of different guys can handle it, but will they want it, you know? Good question.
Yeah. Now, what would you view as your future musical and personal goals and endeavors?
Mainly personal goals would be to just to achieve... you know, I want to get a job. I think that's the basic goal right now, you know. Finishing up a class here soon, so to get a job in the radio industry, broadcasting anywhere, doesn't really matter, but just getting paid for it, that can help sustain, you know, a lifestyle. Then of course, you know, getting a distribution deal or just being able to fund my own record endeavors to go national and eventually worldwide and then platinum and then that diamond, of course. I really want to just influence the people in a positive way to show the youth that you can do the right thing and still be considered cool, and that it doesn't have to be, you know, what everybody else is doing. Do your own thing and, you know, just keep your eyes on the prize.
Why don't we take a listen to one of these remixes you're talking about? Here is Mad Max and Kama with the remix of Pretty Young Thing.
She's a pretty young thing. Don't fall for it, better get a bomb for it. It's either 16, rip max, keep back, back, take me. Rock, boogie down to the ground.